head with hair. Long, beautiful hair, shining.
Good morning. It's 8:18 here on The Ticket, and the moment that the Metroplex has been waiting for about 9 months has finally arrived. We have an overflow crowd here at the Boardroom Salon for Men. Man, we are packed to the gills here. This is the Inwood Village location. It's Lover's Lane and Inwood Road, and they are the host of Jub Hawk 2019. George is going to get his mohawk this morning. Let's take you back about 9 months or so, middle of last football season. The Cowboys are 3-5, and George made this bet with himself on our show.
If Jason Garrett is still the head coach of this football team next year, I will go through the 2019 football season with a mohawk. I'm telling you right now.
With
I
Jerry?
Promise,
whoa.
Put a Bible. Yes. I will swear to you, I will go through next football season with a mohawk.
I'm looking
if
forward
Jason
to
Jason Garrett is still the head coach next year.
There you have it.
Your laugh is priceless because you're just like, what?
Well, look at this.
What an idiot.
We are joined by ticket luminaries this morning, Corby Davidson and Donovan Lewis.
Yay!
Thank you guys for showing up.
You bet.
I would not miss this for the world.
You
this
bet.
This is great.
We also have Channel 11 here. The Dallas Morning News is here. I think Fox 4 is trying to work their way in.
There's Sam Gannon right there.
Hi, Sam. How are you? Tons of P1s. And, Gordo, you've got the wireless mic, and you're standing right next to the man of the moment.
Gordon, you're working with Breitbart this morning, too, correct?
No, I'm not working for Breitbart.
Oh, okay, my bad.
All right, I'm here with, what's your name, sir?
George.
Yay! All right, George, they got you prepped so far. They're giving you kind of a Dennis the Menace look or something's going on up here.
Yeah.
But so what have they done so far to prep your head?
Well, Vicky, a 14-year veteran here at the boardroom, said she just basically...
Thank you for your service, Vicky.
Yes, no problem.
She sectioned off my hair to give you an indication of what it's going to look like. Like it's going to go to there on the left side of my head and then the right side. that's the other line of demarcation.
By the way, you can go to the Ticket's Facebook page. We are streaming this live.
Okay. Now, have you decided how short you're going to get the actual mohawk portion of your hair? Are you just going with it full length up top?
Yeah, I think we said full length up top, right? So we can do crazy things to it today. Yeah.
Okay. And then the sides, Vicky, what are you going to go with on the sides?
Probably going to start with a one.
With a one,
yeah.
And eventually work that down to a zero.
As much skin as we can see.
Oh.
All right. Very good. Now, you're doing this just for the bet, correct? You're not doing this for any sort of white nationalist thing or anything like that?
I don't know what you're talking about. Did they do that?
Okay. All right. So are we ready to get started, Vicky?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
By the way, Corby had a mohawk. He also lost a bet. Do you have any advice for George?
We talked about this yesterday a little bit on Bad Radio during the mix and or 2:30, and the worst part about it for me was I had to walk my oldest child down the aisle at church for his first communion. And it was 2 days after I got the mohawk. So nobody had seen me, nobody from his school, none of his friends, no parishioners, nobody, and the eyeballs, the heat I could feel as I'm walking down that aisle was excruciating. So at least your kids are out of the house.
They're out of the house, but how about Parents Weekend?
Oh,
Oklahoma State.
That's going to be so much fun.
Tomorrow, I'm going to be the Frank the Tank, though. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome.
I'm going to be the dad that's trying too hard.
Yeah. Come on, man. It's party. It's tailgate.
All right, Vicky, detail the equipment you're using here today.
I'm going to use a pair of Andis clippers.
Okay. Why does that look like a lady area grooming product there?
How would you know what that looked like?
Huh? Because I used one on my vagina.
Good Lord.
We're just having fun, Vicky. It's all fun.
Yeah. Pretty big vagina.
Oh.
Let's mark that.
Hey, Gordon, say thank you.
Yes, indeed. Thank
say
you very
thank
much.
You.
Thank you for the compliment. All right, yes. Okay, Vicky, you want to get started here? You're going to start on the left side or the right side?
We're going to start on the left.
Okay,
good.
George said he was actually scared or nervous. What were you feeling a moment ago?
Yeah, for some reason, I'm like really nervous.
You should be.
Yeah, I'm just,
you should
I
be.
I got this really unsettled feeling.
Remember, every morning when you wake up and you go look in the mirror, it is a shock to the system. every single morning, and it will last through February. And then you have to spruce that thing up, because when it falls flat, it looks more ridiculous than ever. Every morning, you have to use enough wax and garbage and whatever else to spike that thing up.
I'm going to look in the mirror and go, yeah, rock and roll, man. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Now, Vicky, are you going to go for his shave his back afterwards, or are you just going to leave that intact?
I didn't bring those clippers.
Okay. Hey, Vicky.
All right, let's get started. Hold on. Corby has some more questions.
Is this going to be a mohawk that goes all the way back down to the...
Yes.
Okay, good.
Asked if this is going to be a mohawk that goes all the way down the back to the back.
She heard me.
He says that you heard him.
I did.
Okay. All right.
I do too.
Let's get started, okay. George.
All right, let's go.
All right, the George.
You want to face the crowd?
You just.
Oh yeah,
boy. This is. Do you have any last words?
I can't believe he's back. That's all I'll say. I felt so sure of it. There were 3 and 5. Everybody in this room had to think that it wasn't going to happen, right?
Hey, what if he gets fired? What if they lose 70-0 and he gets fired on Sunday?
Corby, this is his last statement, okay?
Sorry.
He's like the guy on the gurney proclaiming
his innocence. He's still yelling and ranting and raving right before he gets the lethal injection.
No, I'm guilty. I gave up on the Cowboys season, and you should never give up on the Dallas Cowboys, right?
Do you want to apologize to your victim's family?
Yes.
The Garrett family?
I would like to apologize to Jason Garrett and his family. I'm very sorry.
There you go. That's nice.
It's nice. Well, George, you kind of already look like an idiot with your hair like that. Just think with the mohawk when that happens.
Okay.
It's going to be even more idiotic.
For those listening and not here in the boardroom, George is strapped to the gurney right now.
He's already had his last meal.
He's already had his last meal. What did you have last night for dinner? What was your last meal?
What did we have last night? We went to Fuzzies. I had quesadillas.
All right. All right, go ahead, Warden. Go ahead. We're ready. Okay. Vicky's getting in position right now.
Quesadillas.
This is incredibly dramatic.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, she's starting on the left side of his head, and she's taking massive chunks of hair.
Oh, his hair's so thin, like hay almost.
It's a beautiful head of hair, isn't it, Vicky?
She's starting at the temple and working her way back.
Wow,
that is that's getting short quickly, isn't it?
Vicky, any surprises so far?
No.
Are you surprised how big that head is?
Look at that. He's got a very large head. His hat size is like 9 3/4.
Yeah, remember Charity Challenge on Ice? We couldn't find a helmet big enough for him.
Is all that lice? What do you...
No lice in there. No lice in there.
Just a common day flea.
George, have you shaved your head before?
I have a lot of dogs. I did back in my youth when I was a swimmer. I had
he sure did.
Hey, Marge.
I remember that.
Marge is here with us.
I'm here. Anytime he's manscaping, I'm there, baby. So it's been like 40 years since you've shaved. Look at this.
Hey, you know what? It's looking pretty good so far.
It looks better than his regular hairstyle.
I think you're going to like this.
I feel like a dog getting a bath right now.
When it gets down to a zero, though, that's a one. Is that a one, Vicky?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. The
Corby
zeros.
Was asking if that was a one on the clip.
She can still hear me.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry.
The zero is jarring.
No, it's not.
Boy, the left side is now almost completely shaved.
You look like John Daly right now from this side. Look at it. Because it looks like a...
Yeah.
Like John Daly.
You look like you're going to ask to speak to a manager right now. Those are the ladies with the haircuts. I need to speak to your manager right now.
Man, I think we had a... I like the mullet look. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, Vicky. Vicky's having...
Hey, you know what? So far, so good, George.
She's having to disinfect your hair right now.
Boy, you do look like a large lesbian right now.
Vicky Corby made a joke about George looking like a large lesbian right now. Okay.
Now, ask Vicky what she's doing to the back of his head now.
Yeah, so what are you doing to the back of his head right now is what Craig just asked you.
Well, Craig, I am sectioning off his mohawk to fit his head.
Okay.
All right. So she shaved a 666 on this side, Georgie. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, no, Donovan. Sorry.
Stop it.
Donovan's always scared about that stuff, right?
He hates the devil.
Yeah.
Really hates him.
You should too, devil.
It doesn't bother me. Hail Satan.
Whoa. George, how you feeling right now?
Yeah. What's that?
How you feeling right now?
Humiliated.
I'm telling you, you look so much better.
You look like a badass right now.
You look so much
only
better
on
right
the left
now.
Side,
really?
Though. On
you're
the
gonna
right.
love this. Thank you for the support.
On the right side, I don't know what it looks like.
Vicky, don't be afraid to go ahead and shave those ears too. I mean,
no.
Yeah, like
there's a bush growing out of there.
Ear rim hair.
Yeah.
It looks like Vicky is.
See, look at that.
Okay.
Vicky's ready to start on the right side now.
Yeah.
All right, she completed the left side, but she only took it down. You took it down to a one, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to go back.
Yeah, she's going to go back and get the zero, but first she's going to do the one.
I think one's good, don't you?
No. We need zero.
You don't need anything.
Hey. Once again.
I need you to look like
criminals
me.
Being violent to the very end.
I know.
Defiant to the very end.
Put the needle in, Vicky.
Donovan said he's going to support me during this and he's going to grow a Ron Washington.
No
don't
one said that. No one said that.
I thought you did.
Well, it's according to how you look. If you look badass, I may do it.
I think you would look badass with the Ron Washington.
You shut up.
Okay.
George, I think you're going to really like this look. I think you're going to embrace it. It's going to become your permanent look.
Yeah. Maybe.
So far, the reviews are thumbs up, right, everybody?
Yeah.
Do you have, Georgie, do you have clippers at home?
Yeah.
To maintain, like to shave the...
Dog clippers, right?
No, they're clippers.
You have official vagina clippers?
No, Corby.
Because you have the biggest vagina at the ticket, don't you?
Oh, wow.
You just claimed you had one 10 minutes ago.
Look how much he has to part that big old head. It's like Moses.
You're listening to exclusive.
Okay, I also don't want to hear about a big
joke,
head
everybody.
Coming from you, Donovan.
That's a Bible joke. Oh, look who's mad in the chair.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of George getting his mohawk here at the Boardroom
gosh,
Salon
the other
for
side.
Men.
Oh,
as
no.
Vicky is now shaving the right side of George's head. Again, we're streaming this on our Facebook page. There's a crowd in excess of 10,000 people here to witness this.
It really does feel like 10,000 people are here.
Oh, Vicky's complaining.
What's she complaining about?
Too many people here watching.
Oh.
Yeah, Vicky likes to work her craft in private.
Is this the biggest crowd Vicky's ever performed in front of?
What kind of performance?
Oh,
jeez.
Okay. All right, that's her past, Craig. You don't need to bring it up. She's moved on. Georgia, what you think so far? It looks pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's not as bad, as horrible as I thought.
Right.
I mean, it's bad, but it's not as bad.
Boy, the right side's almost done. Look at that.
You look so much better with short hair than you do with whatever mess you showed up with this morning. It looks a lot better.
Thanks, I guess, yeah. Thank you.
All right, to the back. Oh, man, the back is funny.
Yeah, the back is funny.
It's just a big mullet. It's a mohawk mullet right now.
Look at that. Now she's teasing up the top. Boy, you look like a badass.
Yeah.
No, the top looked stupid. If he did his whole head on number one like that, that would look awesome. But right now it looks like number two. Yeah.
It kind of does look like number two.
So what is Vicky going to do to the top?
Yeah, Vicky, what are we doing to the top?
We're going to cut a little bit.
Yeah,
it off.
Cut a little bit,
tiny bit,
maybe a little bit, and then put some product in there, make it go up in the air. And...
Yeah. Why are you telling her business? She knows what to do. She's a professional.
Okay. Well, that's what we talked about it earlier.
Okay, so you're going to try to. Can you make all that stand straight up?
Yeah, with the right product.
Okay. The right product, little Viagra, stand straight up. Okay.
Goat in the water.
Nice. Okay, now she's disinfecting his hair once again.
It's water. It's not
disinfecting.
Not disinfecting anything. Jeez.
What you think so far?
Not bad.
Look at that.
Now, do I want to wear it till February? No, but the Cowboys aren't going to go to the Super Bowl, though, right?
See, here's the problem. Here's the problem, is that he can do this to his head and it looks normal. So I'm assuming that once she takes this down to being bald on each side,
right,
it'll be more pronounced.
Oh, yeah.
And he won't be able to make himself look so legitimate.
All right, I tell you what. We do have a goat in the water. So
what does that mean?
That means we have to listen to our fine sponsors for just a second. And when we come back, she'll take George down to a zero clipper, and the Mohawk will be complete. Stay with us. Coverage of Jub Hawk 2019 continues.
On
the ticket. Woo! It's 8:39 on the ticket. We continue from the Boardroom Salon for Men here, Inwood Village Lovers and Inwood. It's Jub Hawk 2019. We have Vicky, who is shaving George's mohawk. He lost the bet with himself. Jason Garrett will be the head coach of the 2019 season for the Cowboys. Garrett is still the coach, so George is getting his mohawk. We've got Corby and Donovan with us. We're streaming this live on Facebook. We've got a great crowd of P1s here who are enjoying this. And Vicky is about to go down to zero with the clippers on the side. Gordon, you've got the wireless, and you're right next to George.
I do. Giorgio, how do you feel now that you're basically over the halfway point now?
Still humiliated, no doubt about that, with people looking on and staring. But I have to say, it doesn't look as bad as some of the renderings that we saw going into this.
Yeah, because you commissioned some 3D artist renderings of this.
Right, of what we were in store for. Vicky's doing a fantastic job. Let's hear it for Vicky.
Yeah.
Again, I don't think my head is conducive to a mohawk look, but we'll see.
Just wait until the product hits. That's when the real shot comes.
When she teases it up.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I'm sure P1s are going to want some of. Who wants some of George's hair? Anybody? Here you go, sir. There you go. Enjoy that.
I'd enjoy that.
Passing that out. That's great. That's great.
Okay, Vicky, we're ready to go with the zero on the sides, right?
Ready to go.
Okay, let's give it a shot. Go ahead and turn on that.
Boy, I like the fact, too, Gordon, that she's left it kind of long in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be a full-on, like, 80s mohawk. That's what this is called. By the way, when I got mine, I did mine in a chair outside with no benefit of a mirror. And so it was just this type of crowd laughing the whole time, and I didn't know what they were laughing at.
I know, but I remember when you posted that picture, I thought, wow, Corby looks great.
Yeah, I did.
You really did.
I did.
And Mike did, too. Mike looked really good with really dark hair.
Okay, here's another thing. Don't
you look like your dad.
Don't shave.
Okay, whoa.
Okay.
That was close.
You got to keep the beard. Or, like, at least stubble, like 2 or 3 day old.
All right.
Because it'll kind of match a little bit. It'll look really cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Vicky's got the zero guard on the clippers now, shaving the left side of George's head.
She's on the neck right now.
Yeah, get that boil.
We're playing for keeps now.
Well, George grows it out way down low on the neck, doesn't he, Vicky?
Yes, he does.
Look kind of like a Yeti?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. It was time for a haircut. Yeah. I did get my notification from the boardroom that it was time for a haircut.
Okay.
I highly recommend the boardroom. I've been going here for 12 years.
And we are, Jeff the Catman Catlin, our boss, is here with us. Jeff, you are live streaming this on Facebook, right?
Yes, I am, Gordo.
Okay, don't have to be so formal with me. And how can people see this live stream?
Go to Facebook and go to the Ticket's official Facebook page and click on the live stream.
Okay. Thank you for that explanation. Vicky, have you found any odd growths or moles up under all that hair?
I have, and I have already cut them off.
Oh, wow. Good. She's going to send those in for a biopsy. That was a nice little extra the boardroom's offering you here today, George.
That is an extra. That's nice to know. Thank you.
She's also a surgeon?
Yeah, not really. Not really.
Okay. Boy, it's looking good, George.
You think?
Yeah, you're going to be really happy with this.
Okay. Why is everybody laughing then?
No.
It makes you look so much hipper than you were before.
Yeah. Well, that's important to me. I am a noted hipster for sure.
Hey, you know, you should be thankful that you are at this stage of your life and you still have plenty of hair to make a mohawk out.
That's
of,
right.
Right?
Yeah.
Like there are some people
who
couldn't do this.
For that.
Yeah. What if Donovan would have made this bet?
Hey, okay. Why are you taking shots at Donovan?
No. It's the truth, and I wouldn't make that bet. A, because I'm not an idiot. B, because I can't grow my hair. No, you're absolutely correct. It'd have to go the opposite way. But George, you are looking way better than I thought.
Thank you, Donovan.
I thought you were going to look like a complete ass.
He should have been forced to do the Walker Raleigh, the monk bald spot with the ring of hair around. That's what he should have had to do.
Walker Raley.
I can't think of a more updated reference. I don't know who you would call
Bob
it.
Bob Newhart?
Yeah, that's a real updated reference. Thank you, Corbin.
Walker, Texas Raley. Okay. All right, Walker, shaping up.
Texas Chuck.
How many Mohawks you do a year, Vicky?
This is my first one.
So it's not a popular style?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
A lot of the kids are getting it these days, though, right?
Are they?
No.
Not really.
Oh, okay.
For sports purposes, yeah.
Yeah. So you'll eventually take down some of the eyebrows, too, right? Is that offered? You guys got a weed eater around here? Look at there. Going behind the ear.
All right. She's working the right side now, the right ear.
George, does that feel weird having the zero on your skin like that?
Yeah, it does. The thing's kind of hot, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's real hot. I love the sound of it. Just the sound of it gives me a Pavlovian response. You know what I'm saying, Vicky?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, straight on, you look great. From the side, you look kind of like a wheels-off member of The Clash. But straight on, you look great.
Those drummer's uncle that just wandered onto the stage
right.
or something. Oh, man. Yeah, it's for real now.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, it's down to the skin on each side now. God, this looks great.
I think he ought to take off everything, the beard, the eyebrows, do an alopecia kind of look.
No.
Ooh.
I think a razor to the side would work perfectly. Yeah. Uh-huh. Not just a zero, negative seven.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And once again, shut the hell up, Donovan.
What are you worn with Donovan?
Boy.
I'm not. I love Donnie.
Look at how pronounced that is now.
Boy, that is coming together right now, man. Wow.
I'm wondering if it needs to be thinner. Does it need to be thinner up top?
No.
No. That's great.
Okay. I'm telling you, look, leaving him with too much hair on top.
Well,
cover this up.
Well, we can alter.
It depends on what you want.
To mess around
do you want him to look ridiculous?
Yes. No.
Or do you want him to look cool?
We want to look cool, man.
Even look, when she does it like this, he's got the Hitler thing happening. Look at that.
Yeah. Yeah, you got it. You need to make sure you spike that up.
Yeah, don't leave it to the side, bro. Yeah.
Can you give us an impassioned speech in German or something?
No, he was an evil man that I don't think should be referenced.
He certainly was. He certainly was. And Vicky, what are you going to do to the back here? You already finished cutting the back?
I'm going to clean up his neck a little bit more.
Yeah, you need to do that for sure. For
that's
sure.
A terrible Josh.
Look at that.
Yeah, that's awful.
It's horrible.
That's awful. Get those barnacles shaved off.
Yeah.
George, do you want a Cowboys star or a number, anything shaved in the side?
No, not right now. Maybe during the season at some point we'll...
Look at her taking down the back end.
You have to stop ignoring back there,
what's
George.
Happening?
That is not right.
Yeah, something's happening back there.
Oh, no.
You got a fright wave back there. Yeah,
it's like shoring a sheep or something. Shearing a sheep.
Shorning.
Shornening.
Did I say shorning?
No way.
George, do you feel a sense of freedom, liberation, anything like that?
No, still humiliation. Okay. Get the mic off my chin!
Boy, that mohawk has turned him angry.
Yeah, oh yeah, it'll make you angry.
Look at him, man.
Yeah, it'll change a man.
It's way too close. It's got it up enough to where you don't have to have it right in my mouth.
The best thing will be the family Thanksgiving and Christmas pictures.
Right. I can't wait for the Christmas pictures.
Right.
You on Santa's lap. Now, what is this? Is this
That's
is
his
on the
head.
Other side, too?
Huh. That's meat.
Yeah.
Vicky is scrambling for something.
That's
head meat.
Are you
I
don't
looking,
know. It looks like
You look like Golden Corral up there in a buffet.
Right in here. I don't know whether you need to go see Dr. Pimple Popper or whatever, but
she's part of his
are
head.
You looking okay. for product, Vicky? I have some product here.
He's got his own. There's something about Mary product that he wants to share with you. There you go. Uh-oh. You lost your...
Is this where we get...
You lost your squirter there.
Is this the part where we get it real spiked up?
Yep.
Not yet.
Oh, not yet.
Okay. We have to lotion them down.
Now, what is this you're putting on it?
This is Jack Black's beard lube. It's so that I can shave down his neck.
Oh. How many times have you been told that, Giorgio?
Too many. Too many to count.
When's the last time you got really lubed up like this?
George?
When I went to your sister's house.
Oh! Oh! Whoa!
Boom. Boom. Boom.
Yeah. All right. All right. That's
the
all
mohawk is in full effect
okay.
right now.
He thought about he thought about
the full
mom.
Pegging
yeah, he
story.
He
tell
did.
Us.
Thought what? About mom and what was sister.
No, I was talking about your sister, Gordon.
Oh. Oh. Jump. Jump. Oh, jump.
That's a shame we lost her a couple years ago.
Oh.
Both our sisters passed in the Andrea Doria accident.
Yep.
Fortunately.
And,
time
warp anyway.
Doesn't work.
How much you taking off his neck and back there? How much is that?
Just a little bit of the peach fuzz.
Okay. Yeah, that looks like a razor. You're using like a full-blown razor there.
It is.
Nice. Okay.
Now let's all get right. this thing spiked up. I think that's what the crowd wants
yeah.
to see, right?
All right. Here we go.
What are you going to use, by the way? What's the best thing to use?
Dirt in the water.
He's got really fine hair, so anything that's going to have some strong hold to it is going to be helpful.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we're just going to use
cement.
A little bit of Jack Black.
Yeah. Motor oil.
It's pretty thinning up there. Pretty thin hair. Fine hair. Angel hair, would you say?
I mean, it's angel kissed, yes.
Angel kiss.
Dirt in the water.
Nice.
It's fine. Does that
sense? Uh-oh.
We're good, Trey.
And I'm like,
look at that.
Oh, wow. That is going up really high.
Okay, she's blow-drying it now, and yeah, it's going crazy.
Oh, this is going to be great, this reveal.
I'm telling you, George, you need to spike it up all the way, dye it
there
a color,
it
put on some a sleeveless shirt, go to Deep Elm at night, and just wreak havoc.
Get yourself some nipple rings, a mesh shirt.
Start kicking ass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, here goes
okay,
the product.
Here goes the product.
Oh, here we go.
Go. Here's the moment of truth.
And here we go.
See, this is game on.
This is awesome. Oh, yes.
Oh, this is so great.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That is awesome.
Oh, now that is a mohawk.
Let's get this in. Think of that one piece to stand on.
It's hard to spike my hair, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
fine.
Okay,
very
George,
fine
what
hair.
Do you think? Now that you see it in the mirror, all teased up.
Best haircut ever.
Yes.
That is great.
Now that's what it's all about right there.
He looks like one of those fish that you would see in the Caribbean from the side angle.
Well, I would avoid him in a parking lot, wouldn't
yes.
you?
Yes.
Yeah.
You better.
George, you got to like the way it turned out.
Oh, this is great. Yeah, I really. this takes me back to the 80s for sure.
Oh, that is awesome.
Boy, it has like a blue hue to it from the side because the sun's coming in here to the boardroom.
Hey,
it's incredible.
Hey,
shut
blue?
Up,
okay.
Hugh.
All right, wait. Oh, yeah, you got the blue and silver hair paint.
Yeah, come on now.
Yeah, yep. One day. It comes out. You wash it out.
No, not today.
What do you mean not today?
Come on.
It's the only day to do it.
We got 6 months.
That lasts for, you wash it out tonight.
Or after the show.
Yeah.
It's not permanent. No. That ain't going to wash out, dude.
Hey, Corby.
This stuff washes out right here. This is just hairspray, colored hairspray.
Okay.
Yeah, it washes out, right, Vicky?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so yeah, get a little...
When? How long does it take to wash out?
Come on. Number 5. I was about to say, I think you already have the silver colored here.
All right, I tell you what, we do have to take another very quick break here. George is going to get the final touches put on his Jub Hawk, maybe even paint it. And coming up next will be the post-game show, so any P1s... who want to give their well wishes to George or their review of the Mohawk will go around with the wireless mic coming up next. It's an overflow crowd here at the Boardroom Salon for Men, Inwood Village, JubHawk 2019. We have Corby and Donovan with us. We have local media. We got Brett from Channel 11, Sam from Channel 4. The Dallas Morning News is here. This is the event of the century, and George's Mohawk looks complete. Gordo, I think it turned out great.
Yeah, it did. It turned out wonderful, Giorgio, and you got to be pleased so far with the look.
I really am. I think really the only thing missing is maybe some color highlights. I think that yeah.
Fortunately, we have some blue and silver here that we're going to use on your hair.
You're not authorized.
Yes, I am. I totally am.
Dude.
Oh, they're fighting.
Oh no!
A physical altercation.
You got a treat for Pitbull.
What did he say?
You're not a trained professional.
Those are his last words.
Gordo trying to paint George's Mohawk. Instead, Vicky here at the boardroom is going to do it professionally.
What color are we going with, Vic?
We are going to go with some cowboy blue, some Dallas Cowboy silver.
Yeah!
Very nice. And I noticed this is real high-end stuff you're using, $3.99 a can.
It is.
I don't think you guys sell this. This is something you got from Party City or something like that, right?
Party City?
What? It's hair color. It's costume stuff.
All right, she's spray painting the Mohawk now. By the way, I've been posting some pictures on Twitter. We're streaming this on Facebook Live on our ticket page.
And I'm heading out into the crowd right now to get people have lined up, Giorgio, to give you their well wishes. They all have messages for you they'd like to say to you before you start your new life.
Look at this. It's blue now.
Before you start your new life as a bisexual Mohawk wearer. What's your name, sir, and what do you have to say to Giorgio?
I'm Taylor. Looks great. Looks really good.
There you go, George.
Doesn't that mean a lot to you, Giorgio, that Taylor said that to you?
Thank you, Taylor.
All right. What's your name, sir?
John Paul.
John Paul has a message for you, Giorgio. You ready?
Ready. I think you need to go get some affliction and an eyebrow ring and start kicking ass.
All right. What's your name, ma'am?
Amy.
Amy has something to say to you, Giorgio.
Look like a chicken running from a slaughterhouse. That's a good thing.
Jeez.
It's a good thing.
That's a good thing. What's your name, ma'am?
Deborah.
Deborah. Oh, it's Deborah. Deborah, do you have a message for Giorgio?
Hi, George. You look awesome.
Oh, see there? See there? She likes it. Your name, sir?
Dale.
Dale has a special message for you, Giorgio.
Okay. You look real kick-ass.
That was the creepiest thing I've ever seen, just the way he looked at you, like you were a piece of meat he wanted to devour. Your name, sir?
Craig.
And go ahead and deliver your special message to Giorgio. You look now that he has the smock off and he looks like a youth pastor from the neck down. All right, go ahead. Dale, right?
Craig.
Oh, Craig. Go ahead.
You look pretty badass, Giorgio.
Thank you.
Ask him to make love to you.
No, thanks.
No, go ahead. Ask him to make love to you. Go ahead. Ask him.
No.
Trust me. What? He has a funny response.
He'll ask him.
Okay.
What am I supposed to ask?
Ask him if he'll make love to you.
Hey, my name's JC. Will you make love to me?
He said no. He turned you down. I'm sorry, JC.
That's terrible.
George, always wrong in JC. Always wrong in JC. What's your name, sir?
Charles.
Charles, George is right there, ready to accept your comment.
Hey, George.
Looks Hi, Charles.
Good. It looks really good.
Hook 'em horns.
Hey, thank you.
It's a big weekend.
Good luck
tomorrow. Yeah.
I heard you pick us earlier, so thank
you. Yeah. Yeah, good luck against LSU.
To cover? So, just a great conversation between the two of you. I'm so glad we covered that.
Can you wear a hat? Can you wear hats and things?
Yeah. No, he cannot wear hats. No hat. That is illegal. Illegal. What's your name, ma'am?
Amanda.
Why'd you say Jesus?
Because I knew you were going to come over.
Amanda, do you have a special message for Giorgio?
We appreciate your courage, Giorgio.
Oh, thank
you.
Listen to that.
Thank you. This is very sweet. Courageous.
That's so sweet.
Amanda, is this your husband with you, one of these guys?
No.
No? You're alone?
I am.
Oh, wow. All right. She's here alone, Giorgio.
Oh, yeah? What do you think?
It looks awesome from
hey,
what I
thanks.
Can see.
Uh-huh.
You want to see what he has going on downstairs as far as grooming?
Sure. Bring it on.
Oh, gosh.
Jeez. It always goes that way.
What?
Always
Which way?
Always goes that way.
What's your name, sir?
David.
And David, your message for Giorgio?
Thank you for all that you've done to your body.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's so sweet.
Someone tell George the truth.
I know.
Everyone's going around like trying to make them feel better. Someone has the courage to tell them the truth.
Gosh, it feels so weird seeing you from this angle, Giorgio. Especially now that you're holding a wireless mic, it looks like you're about to sing for the crowd.
Okay. No, I'm not about to sing.
Do Red Skies at Night.
Yeah, go ahead.
Red Skies at Night.
Oh, oh. By the way,
look how
this
great
is,
that was.
This is exactly what he'll be doing later tonight. In front of the mirror, singing into a hairbrush.
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe this. This is so ridiculous.
All right,
and yet liberating.
Well, okay,
and
wait, you've had the same haircut basically since you were four.
That's what you guys claim, yeah.
Yeah. Four. It's been 50 years, and he finally changed.
I had a mohawk when I was three, and then four, I went back.
Right.
Yeah.
What's your name, sir?
Robert.
And what's your message for Giorgio?
George, everybody's lying to you. You look ridiculous.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The truth teller.
Someone finally speaks the truth here. Thank you, sir, for you. Your courage.
All right, Giorgio, now it's your turn to address the crowd.
Well, I feel like that's what I've been doing since
5:30
this
morning.
No,
now is your turn to address the crowd.
Well, I do want to thank you for coming out here to the boardroom.
In Germany.
And I highly recommend the boardroom. If you need a mohawk or just your normal haircut, the boardroom is the place to go. So thank you, P1s. Thank you very much. CBS 11, Fox 4, Dallas Morning News, thank you for being here as well. Donovan Corby.
It's worldwide. Right, I think CNN and Al Jazeera are here as well.
Oh, how did this team win 7 of 8 games? We'll never know.
You need to look into the cameras and apologize to the Garrett family.
I already apologized.
Look into the cameras and apologize to the Garrett family.
I apologize to the Dallas Cowboys and to the Jason Garrett family. I'm very, very sorry.
There you go.
I'm so sorry.
Now look into the cameras and sing a song to Jason Garrett.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Well, it is complete. Can you believe
yes.
it?
Yes.
Jubb Hawk 2019. Thank you, Boardroom. Coming up next, Gordo, in the corner, it's the Jubb Hawk post-game show. We continue from the Boardroom Salon for Men, Inwood Village, Lovers and Inwood. The host of Jubb Hawk 2019, last hour, George got the mohawk, paying off the Jason Garrett bet. And it's time now for more Mohawk post-game with Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Baker Brothers Plumbing and Air and Burleson Honda.
Wow, I can't believe this. So many pictures being posted right now on social media of the Jubb Hawk 2019. You now have the color in it. You have blue in the front and silver in the back. And, Giorgio, now you've seen yourself in the mirror for quite some time. Of course, wearing your same wardrobe that doesn't really match the mohawk. Are you thinking about changing the wardrobe to match the new look and aesthetic you have up top?
Probably not, but I mean, like
some
what?
Leather,
like leather,
something
t-shirt,
studded
kind of look. Yeah,
a little bit more of a
no sleeve thing,
a BDSM vibe, something like that.
What's that?
Bondage and sadomasochism.
Oh. No, look, probably not that.
Look at the headset, how he's having to wear the headset.
No, it's like on the back of his head.
It doesn't fit over the mohawk.
So how long do you have to wear this for?
As long as the Cowboy season goes. Their last regular season game is December 29th. And if they go to the Super Bowl, that would be February 2nd.
That's what freaks me out, is that you have to wear it for that long.
That long.
Yeah. And, Craig, do we have any rules as to whether or not he can leave it down? He's got to always tease it up, doesn't he?
I don't know. No, that's not in there.
Well, it's not a mohawk unless you do it that way.
That's not true. There's different shapes of mohawk. I mean, I don't have to constantly have it spiked up.
I think you do.
No, that's an add-on. It's a mohawk. A mohawk does not have to be spiked up at all times.
You know what? That's a really good question, Gordon. I think it kind of does have to be spiked up. I don't think it can be Hitlerish and hanging down.
No, but I mean, like right now,
you would rather the Hitler than the mohawk.
No,
right?
Everyone thought it was too long to begin with. So yeah, we could actually shorten it. It'd still be a mohawk.
Yeah, like that. You could do that.
Yeah, like that kind of thing.
You can short. It doesn't have to be spiked all the way up, but yeah. I don't think it can be hanging down over the sides.
Yeah, it can't be flopped over.
Yeah.
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 So you can either do it straight back or sticking straight up. But you can't flop it over to each side.
Don't worry about it. I'll have a mohawk, okay? Don't worry about it.
Well, you know, I'm worried about it because your definition and mine seem to be very different already.
I don't care.
I have a prediction.
What your definition is.
I think you're still going to be sporting this in 10 years. I think you're going to embrace it.
Permanent change.
And it's going to become your look.
It's a permanent change.
I don't know. I don't know about that. We'll see.
P1 Tommy Brooker said on Twitter, "This is the biggest win for the Cowboys in 25 years."
Yeah, that's true. They haven't won anything big in a while.
It is huge, and so many people making cartoons of you. Yeah, somebody's going to make a comic book out of a comic book hero out of Jubb Hawk.
Jubb Hawk.
And you're like a superhero.
That's just the name of him.
That
Jubb
flies
Hawk.
In and saves the day. Jubb Hawk.
Jubb Hawk.
All right, we're going to go to the phones for some fantastic Friday fan feedback. Jubb Hawk edition 2019. Let's go to
Dave in Chicago.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
All right, Dave.
Dave.
Hey, I have been cracking up all morning about this whole situation, and I wish I worked with y'all because I have some ideas. I don't know. I'm going to run them by you real quick. I think that we should give Giorgio some bonus points based on his outfit that he wears with the mohawk, like sleeveless flannel, maybe gives him a day off, or cut off jean shorts, gives him a day off, something like that. I think it would be hilarious to see him walking around like a white trash person.
LeBron suit?
LeBron suit? Yeah, I still got my LeBron suit.
Doc Let's go Martens. To Doc Martens in... Oh, you were saying Doc Martens. Let's go
we
to...
We got Garrett in Dallas.
Too much energy.
Hey, guys. How are we doing?
Okay.
Here's the Yahoo who keeps cheering about Colorado State these days, huh?
Let's go to...
We got Eric in Wichita Falls.
Oh, God, that wears me out.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Double or nothing, Jubb Hawk, have the carpet match the drapes this season.
I don't know what
Everybody
that means.
Everybody's really concerned about your nether regions. I haven't brought them up yet.
No, no.
Other
you would never
have,
do something like
have
that.
Have brought them up. No. Let's go to our good, strong P1...
Frank in Fort Worth.
Stop it.
Hey, Jubb. I'm not too excited about the mohawk. You know, our anonymous sex parties are hard enough to have with all that lunch.
Thank you. We don't have those.
I'm hearing from one P1 on Twitter that Elmer's glue is what a lot of mohawk people use to tease their mohawk.
Real glue.
Straight up. Yeah,
wow.
Like the white glue, the school glue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, don't use, like, Gorilla Glue or something that is going to be
super
more permanent.
Glue.
Yes, don't use super glue. Let's go to our good, strong P1.
Gene and Carrollton.
Gene and Carrollton.
Hi, guys. Just calling to wish George a really happy year with his haircut.
Hi, Gene.
Thank you, Gene.
Wait till you get home tonight. It might be your second honeymoon when your wife sees you and she says, "Oh, George, where have you been?" She might take you in her arms, and you go to the bedroom, and you'll be there till Monday morning because you have to get back to work, George. So,
you want to hear more about Gene talking about you in the bedroom?
That's about enough.
Let's hear George's wife's voice again, Gene.
No. Don't do it, Gene. Hey, Gene, how about you join me and you get a mohawk too?
He's gone.
Oh.
Okay.
Maybe
Cray-Tray passed? Cray-Tray, we don't cut off Gene.
Yes.
I apologize. I'm sorry, Gene. Call back.
All right, let's go to our good, strong...
Cletus the Mesquite.
Okay. We've defeated Cray-Tray. Hey, Cletus.
Hey, John Hughes would look great in a mohawk, and also a vaginal slice born.
What? John Hughes?
The director?
No longer
that's dead? All right, we'll go to our good friend who is calling
Mike in Fort Worth.
Mike in Fort Worth.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
George, good idea on the mohawk. I've been laughing all morning. The only thing that would have made it better is if Donovan wasn't on the air. That's all.
Gosh.
Man, what are you doing?
Well, he's attacking Donovan just like you did all morning.
Well, these calls are ensuring we're not going to win the Marconi.
No. Yeah, there goes our Marconi chances. Do we dare take another call?
Man, I don't know.
I don't know.
All right, we'll try one more, and then we'll talk amongst ourselves.
TK in Arlington.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Here goes the Marconi. I got a great hypothetical for you.
Okay.
All right. $10 million. You get $10 million tax-free, but you have to have one of the three things for the rest of your life. You have to choose one.
A,
killers, lack of confidence when speaking or being around people in general.
Gosh.
B, Tony's love of Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Or in an off-season, you have menopause infatuation. Or C, Mike Soroy's liver.
Gosh, you picked the three most beaten down people on the planet.
$10 million. You have to take one of them.
I'll take B, his love for Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
So, but in the off season, you have to have all kinds of knowledge of women's menopause.
You have to have all kinds of knowledge.
Yeah, but that's not all you would do. So, for example, if you have Soroy's liver, it's with you all the time.
Right.
It's a health issue. Killer's lack of confidence all the time.
All the time. And Tony's interest.
I still think both of those things beat watching Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, I don't think so. You just watch the show. Do you have to talk about it all the time?
Love. Yeah,
you'd be like, Tony, be really into it and keep up with it.
Yeah.
Be able to, you know,
give me Tony. Because at least you'll be alive, you know, with the Soroy liver thing. You're getting 5 years tops there. And with Jason, nothing is worse than being Jason Kellison.
Hey,
and I don't mean that bad. I don't mean that bad.
Come on.
All right, let's go to
Spencer and Euless.
God almighty. Spencer.
George.
You got the last word because I am not taking another call.
Yes, Spencer.
I just want to say that it's still real to me, and I want to thank you for everything you've done to your body.
Oh, thank you.
That's a good one to end on because you did go through with it, Giorgio.
Yes.
You didn't try to weasel out of it.
Nope.
You went through with it, and you got a very pronounced mohawk right now.
Very.
That is multicolored.
Is there anything else that's going to create an awkward social situation for you that we haven't thought about? The Marconis, the holidays.
Marconis, family gatherings, church will be weird.
Parents' weekend
this weekend.
What about bird dog performances?
No, he's a musician.
Yeah, it kind of adds a new dynamic to it.
Like, you're not going to wear a cowboy hat, right? You'll go with that?
Yeah, I'll wear it. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, that'll be good. You'll be fine. You'll look good with it.
And you guys,
and once again,
I wonder
this
when
was
you'll...
a bet that you made with no one.
Nobody. Nobody. But, you know, I just threw it out because I was so confident. I just wanted to show everyone how confident I was in my hot sports opinion.
And now how confident are you?
Well, it's reality. They won 7 of 8 and somehow went to the playoffs, and he's back for another round.
You know what? If they go to the Super Bowl, we will be in Miami on Radio Row, and everybody will see you like this. Our guests and...
You'll get national news attention.
Peter King will give you a weird look.
Hey, it's the Mohawk guy.
What happened to him?
Who said that Garrett would be fired. And, of course, we want to remind everyone, Garrett in the Super Bowl this week.
That can't happen, right? Cowboys don't go to Super Bowls.
Sure, it can happen. This is their year.
They don't go to Super Bowls anymore.
This is their year. They only got 2 years of availability for the Super Bowl, in my opinion.
They could do it.
Do you want to double down? Let's say they make it to the Super Bowl.
No.
Would you be willing to keep the Mohawk for 10 years?
No. I don't want to double down. This is going to be...
Why? When you could get out of the Super Bowl, you could get out of the Mohawk bet a little bit early.
How early?
If they go to the Super Bowl, then you get out of it 2 weeks early.
No.
But,
no, that's not a good trade at all.
If you lose this bet, then you have to have it for another 10 years.
You know, I'm already used to the look.
Mm-hmm. Are you?
Yeah, and I like it. I think it's great.
So about like next Wednesday, you guys will stop laughing? Or are you going to laugh all the way through February?
I think I'm going to laugh all the way through February. Particularly if you keep this hair coloring business going on. You need to get a pink mohawk. to raise awareness for breast cancer.
Indeed.
George and I have made our Cowboys predictions. David is going to join us next. We're going to talk about the Cowboys and Giants. Let's see if David thinks the Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl and what David thinks about George's